Hello, everyone, and welcome to Energized Living Today. I'm Cindy Kabika, and I am so grateful that you're connecting with us today. Our session today is going to be so exciting. This interview, I'm so looking forward to it, because we have with us Karen Abrams, and she's going to talk about theta healing. Now, her topic is energetic wealth building, how to use theta healing to design your success. But I have to tell you that yesterday, if you heard the call, you probably could tell my energy was a little low. I wasn't feeling very well. I woke up with a sore throat this morning. And so I started listening to her audios, and my energy, I could feel my energy realign, and I felt better and stronger as the day went along. And it was absolutely incredible. So I'm so excited about you learning more about what she does. Now, let me tell you a little bit more about Karen. And, you know, she first learned about theta healing by actually witnessing a friend completely transform her life. Through theta healing, Karen gained immediate and lasting relief from chronic health issues that really overwhelmed her for about 6 years. And not only did it have a profound effect on her physical health, but it also helped Karen in her personal relationships and to bring a new calmness into her life. And that's what I felt today as well. It really helped center my body. And now she is a master theta healer. And I am so glad that she followed that path, because it has helped so many people I know out there, and it's going to help you. It's helped her with her own creativity. She's a songwriter and a singer. It's helped her, of course, to really manifest the life that she wanted, and it's going to help you. And now she's been doing it for the last 8 years, and I just thank you so much for being with us here today, Karen.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's such an honor to be here, and I've learned so much about you, Cindy, and I just have so much respect for, you know, what you've gone through in your life and what you've done with your life. So I am very honored to be here.
Well, as I said, I really had a taste of your work today, and I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like myself again. I feel so much better.
That's wonderful.
It's good to be back in my body again where I belong.
Isn't it? It's so funny when we get into those places where we're out, you know, we're stressed out, and, you know, I know, you know, that's your cause is about relieving that, but especially we just leave our bodies really quickly, and we're like, and you just stop feeling like yourself, and you just go off. And I had some moments like that today, and then I got out and exercised, and I got to go faster than my mind was going, so it was nice.
Oh, that's great.
And then it calms it down, but it's true. You got to get back in your body. It's the only way you can solve anything, really.
That's right. We've got to stay connected.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to stay connected.
Amen.
Now, you have been doing theta healing, as I said, for 8 years.
Right. Over nine now.
9 years. Oh, okay, yeah. Over 9 years. That's wonderful.
I'm over 9 years old.
Yeah.
I promise.
Yeah. Well, can you share with us a little bit about how you got into theta healing?
Sure. You know, I actually... There's two reasons that I get into it, and so I hope this isn't too long of a story for you, but basically when I was about 17, 18 years old, my mom was diagnosed with advanced stage 3 ovarian cancer, and she there's a happy ending to this story. So over 30 years later, she's okay, and she's considered cured. So I'll give you the end before I give you the middle. She did everything she could to heal herself, and she had a double dose of chemotherapy, she had surgery, she did everything, and then she went everywhere else. So she had a meditation teacher, we had a family therapist, a therapist, acupuncture, acupressure, psychic healers, and this is almost 30 years ago, when, you know, the chances of survival at that point in time, it's very different now with ovarian cancer, but then it was not good. She was given a prognosis of 6 months to live without chemotherapy and 18 months to live with chemotherapy. So she was able to heal herself, and that was an absolute miracle, because she said, I'm not leaving, and she was able to actually have that happen. And then the second thing that happened, let me just tell you something. What that did for me is let me know that the doctor's office isn't the only place you heal, that you have to look at everything in your life. If you've got something big going on, and really now I even use it for little things like colds, but if you've got something big in your life that's going on, that's physical with your body, you got to look at everything. How are you acting in your life? How are your relationships? What roles do you take? What beliefs do you have that brought you to this place of dis-ease? And then, you know, there's other environmental factors and everything. And one of the things that I love about this work is in Theta is that it honors all forms of healing. It doesn't say this is the best and there's nothing else. It says all of it is good. Use everything. So when that happened, that really struck a chord in me. And then years later, about, you know, almost 10 years ago, I had a friend of mine heal, like you said, heal her life. And I remember thinking, that's pretty impressive. And then she started making money, and I thought, ooh, that's even more impressive to me to have all of that come together. And then she was actually going to be hosting a class from Vianna Steibel, who is the founder of this work. And I remember thinking, do I want to take it? Things feel pretty okay in my life, but I was still suffering from anxiety for about 6 years of my life. And I'd been working with a therapist for about a year and a half. And I always say that, you know, it was really bad when I started with him, and I really got it down from about an 11 to a 3. But I'd still wake up terrified every day, and my body would shake all day long. So I decided I was going to take the class, and after 3 days in this incredible class, which is a class that I teach now, I just noticed all the space in front of me. I don't know how to put it any other way. I just remember in my apartment making that kind of breaststroke, swimming in front of myself, going, what is all this space? I didn't even know it existed, and now it's here. And I finally realized that the anxiety was gone. It was the first time in 6 years that my body had been out of fight or flight. And it blew me away. And I didn't know. Once I realized that's what was happening, I signed up for practice classes. I signed up for the advanced course. I took every class I could take about this work. I had no idea I was going to do it for a living. I thought, this is for me. I can't even explain it, what happened. And I don't know what I'll do with it other than it's my coping skill that I'm learning right now, and maybe I'll use it for my friends and family. And here I am 9 years later, you know, as a Master Theta Healer, and this is what I do for a living. So it's pretty wild.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I think that, I do believe that, you know, we were just talking about intention.
Mm-hmm.
And how that's a universal law, and the intention was set long before you were born, and
right.
And this is right where you're supposed to be.
I believe
that, because I know how many people that you've helped, and I know that it helped me today, you know, as I said, when I was trying to get my energy back.
Right, I'm sure. Well, hopefully we'll be able to play in that today, too, because I would love to do process with everybody, too, so we can all feel it. It'll be great.
That's exactly what I was going to mention, is that if you are interested in having Karen do a process with you, then please raise your hand. All you have to do is press star 2 to raise your hand, and we will get to at least two or three people we'll try and get to today. And work with as many as we can, and we certainly welcome your questions as well, because this is really an incredible thing. Can you talk about what Theta Healing is for those people? Some people will be familiar already,
mm-hmm.
and other people, this will be new for them. Can you talk about what it is?
Sure, now I can. 9 years ago I couldn't, so the call is well placed. Theta Healing is a meditation that connects you to God, Source, or whatever that energy is for you, so that you can receive a healing. And when you make that connection, physiologically, your brain waves go into the theta state. And we know from hypnotherapy that theta brainwave is how we access our subconscious mind, okay? And when we go into that theta brainwave dominant state, basically what's happening to us is we're tipping off into sleep, right into the dream state. You know when you get to that point where you kind of feel like you're floating and you're hallucinating? That's where we're going. It's kind of like a waking sleep wave. So through your permission in this process, we can identify and change negative belief systems. You can get a new loving perspective on painful situations, painful relationships, whatever's going on. It's going to allow you to release old resentments and traumas and fears, and it's going to help you change habits and patterns in your life that have been holding you back. And I say this all the time, and I even say I say this all the time. It's the lightest way I know of letting go of the heaviest things in your life. And that's what it did for me that weekend, and it continues to do for me every day. I just thank God that it's been in my life for this long.
Well, I'm so glad that it is in your life and that you're sharing it here. This is, you know, it's funny. Most of the questions that we have coming in are about health.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, your topic today is building wealth.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I see, and I would love your comments on this. If you don't have health, you can't build wealth.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have your life, you know, if there are things blocking you, you can't build the wealth. Do I have that right?
Right, yeah. I think you're right. I mean, when your body doesn't feel well, how do you get in alignment to move forward?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just doesn't happen. I know that over the last 2 years, I've been working on my health and working, you know, doing my own energetic work and exercising and doing that, but working with somebody else, helping with nutrition and supplements and different things at different times. And I'll tell you, I feel a lot different and a lot more hopeful. I have a lot more faith. My outlook is just in general brighter. And I know that from personal experience from, you know, having people in my family who are going through health challenges right now. It's tough to, you know, remain positive. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a challenge to do those things. It's very easy to be vulnerable. And when you get vulnerable, right, you go into your own space or your own cave. And so how the heck are you going to build wealth or do anything when you're going, you know, oh, gosh, I really don't feel well, you know, to put it mildly.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally agree with you.
So you are saying that your subconscious mind is really holding the key here to unlocking your wealth, success, your health.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. Your awareness, and I'm sure you've heard this before, your total awareness, your conscious thought is only about 5 or 10%. And the rest is, the other 90% is still on the board of directors and is still guiding you. And so what this work can do is get in there, in your subconscious, and help you shift all those negative beliefs, like we said, patterns, traumas, fears, and all of those things that are holding you back from moving forward in the way that you truly want to. So when we want to get that silent majority is what I like to say. You know, get in there, have those meetings, change their mind, and move on. So when we can change our belief systems that are keeping you divorced from your own success, that keep you believing that it's possible for everybody else to be wealthy except for you, then big changes occur. I had this happened fairly recently. One of my clients was a sales guy. He's a medical sales representative. And after one session, he increased his sales 400%. And that was the first time in 30 years that anyone had ever accomplished that in the history of the company. And I didn't make that up. I remember the phone call. He was very happy. So, you know, sometimes we hear, you know, our parents and our grandparents say, we can't afford this, we're not made of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you internalize it to the point that it becomes your mantra, and it becomes the way that you unconsciously map out your financial trajectory from early on. So what this work can do is help you redirect yourself towards success again by reaching those subconscious thoughts and changing them on the spot. And furthermore, it can pull the traumas that you associate with money. I mean, I wish everyone was in front to raise their hands here, but, you know, how many people have had traumas around money in their life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, my grandmother, who grew up during the Depression, she ended up wealthy at the end, you know, in the later part of her life, probably starting in her 30s or 40s. But she was poor and rich two or three times. And she used to, when we'd go to her house in Beverly Hills, She used to have these baggies with frozen food from like 5 years ago that she dated, that she kept in her freezer, because she never knew, she was never away from that, right? That mindset that you could be poor at any moment.
Mm.
And so you want to be able to, and to pull those traumas, and those come through genetically, because I had a lot of those issues when I was trying to get out on my own. And I had a lot of money issues going on. I couldn't move forward. I was totally stuck. So I didn't know what money was. I was afraid of it. All I was told was, you know, it's something secret that guy makes a lot of money. I don't know how he did it, but congratulations. Nobody talked about money. So there was no information coming in. I don't know if you had that in your family at all. But so you want to be able to find out what money is. You want to know how to manage it, you know, and that can happen with this work by getting information energetically, like we'll do energetic downloads, and that could bring in the right people at the right time. It can clear your baggage out so that you can navigate this new direction with ease.
Well, I have to say I didn't have that like a lot of people did. I was mm-hmm. fortunate enough to be raised by an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and we're all entrepreneurs in our family.
Mm-hmm.
And he just says, you know, you just have to save for the lean times. He would say that.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd say, there's always a job out there. That's what my dad would say. There's always a job. If I have to go work at the drugstore for a while, then so be it. But he was good about planning, and it never seemed hard. He never made it hard, and he mm-hmm. never made it bad. So I didn't. That was really fortunate for me because I didn't have that. However, that being said, and I know many people listening can relate to this, I was a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no fear of money and no concept of money because it wasn't a big deal growing up. So I had to learn real quick, and I made a lot of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that happens to a lot of people when they first go out on their own, especially, you know, if you find yourself as a single parent.
Right. Yeah.
You know
definitely.
Then that's where my fear came in, because I have this other person that I'm responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to provide? And
right.
that was really hard. Do a lot of people have that? Do you find that?
Yeah, I think that when the responsibility. I mean, I have a 4.5-year-old little girl, and I think people don't realize the ominous responsibility that you're given when you have a child.
Mm-hmm.
And that feeling of I'm totally responsible for somebody else's life. And it's a really interesting place to go to. I had this woman who was an investment banker. She was a hedge fund investor.
Mm-hmm.
And she had three kids. She wasn't single, but she was in this job because it was a very high-powered job, and she thought that was the dream job, but she got in, and it became, you know, apparent that it wasn't. And anyways, she was on a losing streak, and she came to me to help stop it because she knew it was energy. And so we worked on the things that were causing the losing streak and, you know, that snowball effect the wrong way kind of deal, and all the shame and all of the things that were going on in the inhospitable environment that she was in. And it came down to, I want to spend more time with my kids and have more meaning in my life. And when she realized that, this was the funny thing. She made back $14 million in 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. And now, she invested a lot of money. I will tell you, it wasn't a nickel, and it turned into that. You know, she's an investment banker. They got a lot of stuff there. But it gave her the confidence and the intuition to do the right thing. And then she, once that happened, and she realized then, you know what, I don't want to do this work anymore. And she then decided she was going to leave, but she didn't know when. One day, she told me, she came in for an appointment, she goes, I don't know what happened, it was a Thursday. I decided, I just walked myself into the boss's office, said, I'm done, I got my box, and I left. The next week, this is another thing I did not make up, it was incredible. There was a major stock market adjustment, and her colleagues lost 20% of their portfolio that next week, and they all called her and said, you absolutely picked the right time to get out. So,
wow.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. That was pretty wild. So, yeah, people have different, levels of stress that are related to that and to taking care of their kids. And for her, it was, even though I'm the biggest moneymaker in the family, because she was, and they had a lifestyle that needed her income, she, got in herself and got centered and said, this wasn't the right thing, and I need to get out, And she did what she needed to do, and she did it at the right time, and she's moved on since then, and the family is fine. The family's great.
Do you find that sometimes there'll be one person in the household that is all about money, and another person may not be, and that it causes friction that actually keeps abundance away or wealth away?
Yeah, I think that's very, very common. I think that when you have two people, if they're married or they're living together and they're sharing the life together, people take on certain roles, and they act in them and they stay in them because they're the strongest place. They're the place of the most strength. And so we end up kind of developing those skills, but we don't do the other ones. So very much so. There's usually a money person in the family, and I have to say I was not one of them. So my partner was the money person in our family. And but because of this awareness that I have, because I wanted to hide behind that and just let her do all of the money stuff, I've really worked on that part of my life so that I know what money is and I know what to do with it, and I don't run away from it anymore. I'm really right there, and I'm keeping track and doing all those sorts of things. So a personal experience, yes, I definitely think that. And my grandfather was that guy for our whole family because he was the patriarch. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of stuff around him being the guy. But, like I said before, for our family, he wasn't giving out any information. Like for your family, he did. So, yeah, I think that's a very, very common thing, that there's one person. There's also usually one person who's making more money or all of the money in a family. So, and that affects the whole power structure of the relationship. And you've got to be able to come in, and if you're the spouse, there's a lot of guys who are staying home now and the women are working, or the women are making more than the men, or, whatever the relationship is, sometimes there's somebody who's staying home and taking care of family so that the other person can make the money. And it's important to recognize everybody's contribution, and especially recognize your own contribution, because I think it's a very common belief to think that the one who makes the money has all the power, and mm-hmm. The other, so they're the ones, they're making the decision, we're moving and that's it, right? Or this or that, or can we do this? No, and you've got to recognize, if you are this person or if you're not this person, that you have a contribution, and to honor the contribution that you're making and value it. You need to value your position, because if you don't, you're giving your power away to someone. It may be someone you love dearly and you're going to spend the rest of your life with, but nonetheless, you're giving your power away, and you can have a very healthy relationship and a much healthier one, holding on to your power, standing in your power, and being able to communicate from a strong position of saying, even if I'm not the one making the most money in the family, let's do this instead, and this is why. You don't have to stage a protest. You don't have to do anything like that. You've got to come into this and involve your partner.
Oh, I fully agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of people giving their power away because I think some people feel like they don't have choices because
right.
they aren't making the money and they feel stuck. So how do you help somebody that's in that place where they feel stuck, they can't leave the relationship because they're not making enough money and they have bills? How can this help them?
Well, first of all, you got to go back to when that feeling started, because most likely if you married or are living with somebody, you're recreating your childhood on some level. So what I would do with someone if they felt that stuck, I'd say, when did you feel this first? Because I know it wasn't here. And so so we would go back to that time and that trauma, whatever it was. Sometimes, you know, this work works on four different levels. We work on the core level, which is from this lifetime. We work on our past life and our collective conscious level. We work on the genetic level, which is all of our ancestors' beliefs, and the soul level, which is the deepest part of the others. And so there's some experience back there that has triggered this reoccurrence, why you've co-created it back into your life to resolve it now. So we want to go back to the original experience and heal it. We want to pull the traumas. We want to get the resentment out and the hatred, maybe the shame, the embarrassment, whatever it was that it first started happening, so that you're not piling up what's going on presently with what was going on in the past. Because when you pile it up, you get really overwhelmed, and like you said, you get stuck, or even worse than stuck, you're frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can't move at all, and you're terrified to move one way or the other. At least when you're stuck, you're trying to get out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little bit more activity and things going on. So I would go back there. I would start healing it from there so that we can really see what's what here. And then from when we can finally get into the present, let's see what's really going on with this relationship, with their relationship with themselves, relationships with their family, and clear up from there so that we can get, like you say, you know, get the stress out, get the chaos out, get all of that distraction out of the way so we can really develop a plan from here to move forward. And energetically, that just allows you to bring in more good fortune when you can shift your expectations from, you know, shouting to the world, I'm stuck, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more you say it, was that line, argue for your limitations and they're yours, right?
Right, right.
So if you just keep saying it, then that is your mantra. That's what you're doing. You're bringing that back into the world, and the universe is just going, okay, if that's what you want, you're stuck. Congratulations. So when you change it and you give yourself movement and those beliefs change and you feel worthy of good fortune and worthy of love and worthy of moving forward, then new things come in, ideas come in, right? So it might not be $1 million, you know, the next day in the mail, but it might be the $1 million idea. And it might be that you meet somebody when you're grocery shopping and they happen to, you know, you strike a friendship up and they have a great idea and you go in on it with them. Or they might have a lead for a job. You just don't know how it's going to come in. But at least you're kind of opening up your space 360 degrees around you to allow good fortune to come in your life. And take that, you know, release the control of it like it only can happen this way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely people feel that way, whatever they're doing. You know, I think I see this a lot with artists, and I know from being a musician, you know, you're like, I want to make, you know, my $1 million from music. That's where I want it to come. Well, you have this other business. Why can't you make it from here? Or why can't you inherit it from here? Or why can't you win a contest here or whatever? You know, don't shut yourself off. Don't limit yourself and give yourself this narrow, narrow place that you can be successful, and you want to make it all the way around and widen that thing out so that all of the stuff that's good is going to stick, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, is this a good time for us to take some questions? Because we have lots of questions coming in.
Sure.
And then in just a few minutes, we'll work with some people one-on-one. If you want to, Karen, to work with you directly, then just raise your hand, *2. And for those of you who want to ask questions, energizedlivingtoday.com/event. Just scroll on down and put your questions in the Q&A box. Now, we have, let's see, who is this that's writing here? We've got a couple that are anonymous. Here is Diane from Portugal, and she says, a year ago, she had a job where she was absolutely miserable, and she felt that she wanted to really do something for humanity. So now she works in a clinic where she loves her job. She's puts smiles on people's faces, and it makes her feel so good. But the problem is she's not making money. Why is this happening? And she feels bad because she needs to make more money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say, let me see for a second. I'm just trying to connect here for a second. There's a very popular belief that if you're doing good in the world, aside from being a doctor, that you're not going to make any money. You know, and so sometimes what happens is we go, and a lot of times those professions traditionally don't give a lot of money. So for her, I would say that definitely you need to change the beliefs around that if you're going to do good in this world or if you're going to take a job where you help people, that you're not going to make any money. We got to start and change that. Find out kind of what's going on in her history to fix that and be open to finding a job and know that it's possible to find a job where you're helping people and you are making money, that those are out there. Because honestly, all she's got to do is find one. She doesn't have to find one for everyone else, just for herself. So you just start looking and reorienting your search.
Well, Carol wants to know, she's from New York, and she says, when I'm drifting off to sleep, I am often jolted back awake with an overwhelming feeling of emotional discomfort. So much, you know, it's like just overwhelming her, and it keeps her distracted all the time. She's experiencing a lot of shame and guilt about money that she inherited in, and then she blew it. Any advice?
Yeah, you got to let yourself off the hook is the biggest thing. You know, anxiety, look, I had it for 6 years, so I can't say I'm a professional for everybody on anxiety, but this is what I found out about it from a personal standpoint, that it's compressed emotion. Everybody's emotions are different, but she's already telling me what's in there, right? She already says it's shame and embarrassment and all these other things, and the fact that she blew it, she feels like a failure is what I'm hearing. You got to let yourself off the hook. You've got to look at yourself with compassion and understand that there was something to learn from this experience. She may have beliefs that are like around money, like it goes in one hand and comes out the other. You know, that's an easy one. Or, you know, she's so used to not having money that the minute she gets money, she does whatever she can to get rid of it. Because the familiar feeling for her is to stay in lack and to be without it or to lose it. And when you get back into that place, it feels familiar and it feels like home, even though it feels uncomfortable again. So you have to get yourself out of that. You've got to change that mindset so that you can move on with your life, because what happened happened, and you need to just accept it. It's okay that it happened. It doesn't feel okay, but only because you're judging it so harshly. And when you judge it so harshly, you smush it down so far it can't get up. So the only time it can get up is when you're just about going to sleep, when you're most vulnerable, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening with her. So that's where she needs to aim for.
Well, Patricia says that she has tried everything. She's been in the restaurant business. She's tried flying, as in airplanes, as a business. She tried real estate, and nothing seems to work for her. What could this block be, and you know, that's keeping her from succeeding financially? Since her husband became 100% handicapped, she is responsible for the family, and she feels like she's failing them.
Okay. Well, she's got an ominous responsibility. That's really hard, and I want to acknowledge that because that's a big deal. But it came on top of some shoulders that have been holding these other burdens of being unable to find out what it is that she wanted to do with her life. But right now, I'm sure what's really going on is, let's get a job that makes money right now, and then we can worry about what I want to do and figure that out later. So I would say that with this work, we can lift those burdens off of her so that she can take a breath and let herself know that everything's going to be okay. Because if you can get into that space, you're going to make everything okay. You're going to do everything within your power. And there's also a sense that I get from her of her feeling powerless. And when you feel that way and you feel overwhelmed, you have to deal with those feelings first and change that reaction that she's having to her situation so that she can go, you know what? I am capable. I may not have been able to find something quite yet that I've been successful in, but I keep trying. I keep doing it. So there's a part of her that really wants to move forward, and we just need to find what it is that is going to be, that is something that she likes to do, that is easy for her to do, like she already has the ability to do it, and that she can just improve upon it from there.
Well, I think that's great. And I get the sense that she's a creative person.
Mm-hmm.
She has a lot of interests.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone is a very creative being and they have a lot of energy,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of interests, and they have a hard time focusing on one thing, can this help them? Can Theta Healing help them so that they can get more focused?
Yeah, definitely. This will take out the chaos and all of that sort of thing. And, you know, I think we tend to believe that, you know, the way that we all grew up in this generation, we grew up that you can only do one thing,
mm-hmm.
right? You're going to be a doctor, you're going to be a lawyer, you're going to be a teacher, you're going to be an accountant, you're going to be something, but it's going to be one thing. And when you're creative, you're like, yeah, but I'm good at like 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't necessarily know which way to go, because instead of thinking it's a win-win, I have 10 things, and if I pick one, I'm going to pick something I enjoy, you think, there's 9 other things I can't do now. and it's really... It's really tough, you know. And if you think of it as a lose-lose, you have to look at it in a different way. I would definitely recommend a book for her called Cash Machine. I can actually see it on my shelf here, and I can almost reach it, but I can't see it. Isn't that funny? It's called Cash Machine, and it's by this woman. And I will get the name of it a little bit later when you're talking so that I can get off the phone and run to get the title of it.
Okay.
But anyways, what it is, it's a book about creating a business and creating an easy business that you can start making money now.
Mm.
And it's really a wonderful book. And it definitely helps with you getting that business off the ground, starting something, and then you can deal with what other things you like later and just start working on something right now and start earning money right now. So
that's great.
I will get that in, you know, a few minutes. Yes.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and take some of the live calls now. We've got quite a few
sure.
people that have raised their hands.
Sure.
And the first person here is from California and Saddleback Valley, 3342. Hi, this is Cindy. Who is this?
Hi, Cindy. This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
How are you?
I'm doing much better. I was feeling kind of bad earlier today, but I did some yoga and meditating, and now I'm feeling good again.
Oh, yay.
But my question for you is about physical imbalances. I have some physical imbalances that I've been trying to resolve for many, many years and have tried all kinds of different things, and you know, I feel like I'm making progress, but then I have a morning like, you know, today where I realize I'm not really making any progress. And I do have, you know, relationship and money issues. I don't know if they're connected, but like Cindy was saying earlier, when you don't feel good, it's hard to make, to even focus on those other things. So I kind of want to know if you can help me with the physical, the imbalances that I have in my body.
Yeah, I can. Is it okay if I come into your space?
Sure.
Okay. Deborah, what's your last name, if you don't mind me asking?
Better off.
Okay. Okay. So tell me your question one more time.
I would like for you to help me heal or give me guidance on how to rebalance my body.
Okay, tell me what's going on physically with you.
Well, the symptoms that I deal with chronically that are really hard for me is I have a chronic runny nose, and I have constantly clogged pores and very inconsistent energy, which I know is hormonally based because I've had a lot of tests run, so I can give you all the, you know, lab stuff too.
Right.
But those are the symptoms that are hard for me to deal with, the inconsistent energy. I mean, there are times where I feel really good, and I'm pretty physically active. I have a good body weight and all that, but my energy is inconsistent. I don't know, like, you know, from day to day how I'm going to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it does make me feel very vulnerable and hard to plan and all that kind of stuff.
So when did that happen to you originally? What does that remind you of from your past?
when did it happen originally?
Yeah, when is that? When have you been that unstable? Felt that unstable?
I think, you know, my family was very unstable growing up, but I've always had a lot of physical energy and willpower, so it probably originated in childhood, but I didn't feel it then because I guess I just, you know, pushed through it with my energy and my willpower.
Right, okay, so you were used to it, yeah.
Maybe that's where it originated from. It started catching up with me, I'd say, probably in my late 20s, early 30s, when I was a single parent, living in New York City, working crazy hours, and I think I blew my adrenals out at that time. And
Okay, so that's when it kicked in.
That's when it kicked in, but where it originated at and, you know, like that, I don't know.
Okay, so what happened here is really quite common in the sense that what I believe is that, that people always want to go home. They want to go home as an adult to resolve whatever was going on in childhood. But literally what happened to you was that you had a stressful event, you know, like you said, being a mom and what happened to you in New York, and you wanted to run home. But when you ran home to instability, and that's when it started. So you got home, and this is what you went home to. And so I can feel your body doing that. So the first thing I'd like to do is just, and I want everybody to get this, so we're all going to play together here so that we can all experience this. I want to download to everybody from God or Source, whatever name, I say creator sometimes, what it feels like to be unconditionally loved. Is that okay? And if you want it, just say yes out loud from wherever you're at. So here we go. So, Deb, would you like to know what it feels like to be unconditionally loved by God?
Yes.
Okay, so let's let you know that. And let's give you God's definition of what unconditional love is. Okay?
Okay.
And let's let you give you God's definition of joy and let you know what that feels like. And everybody say yes if you want it.
Yes.
You're good. I'm glad you're there. Let's show you how to receive joy and how to receive love. Is that okay?
Yes.
You learn that now and know what it feels like to receive love and feels like to receive joy. Ooh, I can already feel that changing your body. Can you feel that?
I feel good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you like to know what it feels like to be completely loved by God?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody else say yes out there. All right, and let's let you know the definition of being completely loved. And let's also, that's God's definition. And let's also let you know what it feels like from God's perspective to be embraced. And know to know that you're being embraced by God at all times.
Yeah.
It was the best dream I ever had in my whole life. I remember dreaming that I was a baby in God's arms, and it was so warm and so loving, I didn't want to wake up. It was the most incredible thing I had ever felt, and so this is what God's giving to everybody who wants this now. And we're also going to cut off, we're going to go into your cell receptors and remove those cell receptors or close them down to depression and a feeling of failure. This is for everyone. We're opening up the cell receptors to joy, to complete health. We'll give you God's definition of complete health and let you know what it feels like to be completely healthy so that your body can remember. And we'll also, it's kind of coming in, have God show you what it feels like to be completely balanced from God's perspective in your body. Okay. And I know, especially for women out there who are in their 40s and getting older and 50s and whatever, there's a lot of hormonal stuff going on. And some days we don't know why we're feeling what we're feeling. And so is it okay if God shows you what it feels like to have all of your hormones completely balanced in a completely healthy way?
Oh, yes.
Okay. To that of a healthy 28-year-old woman.
Yes.
Okay. I did that with someone who was 26 once, and she got mad at me. You can make it 26 if you want. There you go. Okay, so you remind your body of what it feels like to be balanced. We'll give you God's definition of a home, too, okay? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's actually in one of the MP3s is what I call a house clearing. And we're going to go just back to your house for a second, which is also a metaphor for your body, just so you know. And release all the chaos from your house, from the land underneath it, from the walls and the foundation and the furniture and the ceiling, everything. And send that to God's light. Is that okay?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
And give you God's definition of support. And fill that house with God's definition of support. And remember, everybody here who's not Deborah, this can go to your house, okay? And let's show you, give you God's definition of self-support, because your body has to learn to support itself, right?
Yeah.
And that's saying the right thing at the right time, talking to your body in a way and talking to yourself in a way that's supportive. It's also bringing in the right people at the right time. So good for you.
Yes.
And this feels like it's working.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm so grateful.
You're so welcome. And let's just have everybody, including you, get a big old healing on their body. Is that okay?
Yes.
Let's just watch that go through. And make you all sparkly and shiny. One more thing. We'll go back to whenever this happened. I don't know when it was or what level it was on. When you thought and believed that you were unworthy of God's love and God's good fortune, is it okay if God switches that light back on? And that belief, and changes that belief so that you know that you're worthy of that.
Yeah.
And this is for everybody. The reason we're in a body, as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know, so it's your choice to believe this or not, is because there was a sperm, there was an egg, and there is a spark of light. That light is God's light, okay? It's completely unconditional love. So when we feel unworthy of love, it's a misperception that we're having because we're already made of it, okay? It's like a house being unworthy of its wood. It sounds sort of silly, doesn't it? So just understand, when we realize that we're all worthy of love, everything changes.
Mm.
There you go. Boom. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. I'm excited to see what happens after this.
Oh, me too.
Thank you so much, Deborah.
Thank you, Cindy. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we have someone from Hawaii, and last four digits, 3966. Hi, this is Cindy. What question do you have for Karen?
Well, that last caller kind of answered my question in some ways.
Okay.
Awesome.
The other thing, I guess one thing I'm wondering about is I've got bugs in my house. Now, is that a representative of what's going on with me, too?
Only if it is. I know that sounds like a really funny answer. You know, I would say that if you had parasites, you'd be believing that there's people in your life who are sucking you dry. So that's probably more about that. If there's bugs in your house, if there's an unawareness that's occurring for you that you need to be aware of, it could be that, you know, trying to find, plug up the hole. You know, it could be a metaphor for other things in your life. But sometimes there's just a way to get in, and you got to find out what it is. I get crickets in my house, so what are you getting?
Well, I think they're carpenter ants up in my attic, well, up in the rafters, kind of like, but I'm not real sure.
Yeah, no, I don't believe that that has anything really to do with you. There's probably other metaphors that are stronger than that one in your life.
And, well, the other issue that I know I've presented for myself is that I think my husband owes me, so I think I'm keeping him working and me not.
Oh, okay. So you feel like he has a debt that's unpaid to you?
Somewhere, I think that is true somewhere.
Okay. So is it okay, and do you want to work?
Sure.
Okay. Let's
get
this lady a job right now. anyone got a job? What's your name?
Deb.
Deb? Oh, you're Deb? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go. So two Debs, wow. All right. Is it okay, Deb, if I come into your space?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So, all right. So there's a lot of there's a lot of like past life stuff with him. Is it okay around him owing you? There's a lot of debt of servitude between the two of you. So is it okay if God resolves this debt?
Yes, please.
Okay. So what we're doing is just going to these past lives and resolving all of the debt feelings and the debt experiences for you. Here we go. But I feel like you kind of feel that way about life a little bit, that everybody owes you, that you kind of were dealt not a great hand. Would that be correct?
No, my life's been pretty good, really.
Really? Okay. So maybe is there a relative or anybody who feels that way? Because I'm getting kind of a strong feeling with it. So maybe it's an ancestor or something that I'm picking up if it's not you. I'm glad it's not you, but we're going to change it anyways on an ancestral level. Is that okay?
Okay. Yes, please.
Okay. So are you Hawaiian? Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Nebraska.
Okay. Not a lot of great waves out in Nebraska there.
The sand dune waves.
Yes, there you go. Sand surfing. Okay. So let's just look at that. There we go. Okay. There's a lot of tension between you and your husband. And is it okay if God relieves that tension?
Yes, please.
And that we... Oh, okay. So what God's saying is let's cancel the debt. Is that okay now that we cancel the debt between you and your husband?
Yes, please.
And you can consider it paid in full?
Yes.
Okay, so pull all the hooks, cords, and attachments we're going to have that you have to your husband owing you. We're going to send those to God's light. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
Okay. And all the unhealthy attachments you have to your husband around him making them, being the only one to make the money, is that okay if God releases those now to God's light?
Yes.
Okay. Remember again, anyone who's listening, you can say yes, and your version of this will come to you. Good. All right. So there's also trauma around that. Is there money trauma going on, or is that just something that's tell me there's some sort of money trauma deal going on.
Well, he made a bad decision, and I didn't want him to do it. It's happened a couple of times, and so now we're in debt a little bit.
Okay. Okay, so you can't forgive him. I got it.
That could be.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you what forgiveness is because it's a little different than what you think it is, okay? This is what I've learned about it, that forgiveness is letting go of the pain that you have caused yourself or somebody else has caused you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when we can let go of that, then we feel a lot happier. So is it okay if you get God's understanding on why your husband in the first place made these decisions without your consent? Is that all right?
Yes, please.
Okay. And is it okay? Let's give you that understanding. There we go. Woo. Okay. So is it okay if God shows you how to forgive him for that? Let go of that pain that he caused you by making these decisions. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
Okay. So we're just going to open that up and just watch all of that leave you. Woo. You can feel that. All right. And there's a lot of, and from all of those decisions, just forgive him for all of those decisions that he made that caused you all to lose money and go into debt, okay? There
okay.
we go.
Yeah.
You also have a tremendous amount of blame that you've heaped on him. And that comes from your feeling out of control because you said don't do it and he did it. So is it okay if you release that blame?
Yeah.
And you have vows here to give up your power to him. So is it okay if we complete and finish those vows?
Yes.
There you go. Thank you. And is it okay if God shows you how to stand on your own two feet and be able
yes.
to communicate with him openly in a way that he can hear you?
Ooh, yes.
Okay. And would you like to know, and would everybody like to know what it feels like to be listened to?
Yes.
And valued?
Yes.
Okay. And acknowledged?
Yes.
And found to be a contributing member of the family, a valuable contributing member of this family.
Yes.
Okay, great. And recognized. God respects. Is that okay? Okay?
Yes.
All right, so. And is it okay if you let go of that resentment you have towards him for doing that stuff?
Yes.
Okay. There's a lot of anger and hatred. It all wants to pop out now. Is that okay?
It's
going to leave you, and what's going to come in is an unconditional knowing of who you are. Okay?
Yes.
That's what you get in return. When something leaves, what comes in is a form of love with this work. Okay. And now you're ready to let go of that blame. Let's let go of that blame. And let's show you that you don't want to let go of this blame for a second because you're thinking, then he'll do it again. So is it okay if God lets you know the truth about that?
Yes.
And that you can let go of this blame and still, how would I put this? And help make the future decisions of financially of this family?
Yes.
Okay. And that you're allowed to remember what happened without blaming him anymore?
Yes.
Because it's just hurting you, it's hurting your relationship, and it's hurting your body.
Yes.
And we don't want that. Because when we get angry and we have resentment, it causes fungus to grow in our bodies somewhere. So, there you go. That might be the metaphor of the fire ants, because you're just steaming hot mad, you know?
Well, it's interesting. He's the one that kind of has the fungus.
There you go. Well, he could hate himself for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. All right, so let's give you a body healing also. All right, how do you feel now?
Hot.
Hot? Well, this stuff's going to be coming off you like steam for a little while because we hit something pretty big there. So just understand, and we'll just have God put this beautiful white light in your body and let this come out gradually over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 days, okay?
Oh,
it's
going to
leave your body. And know as it's leaving that any old belief systems that come up, like I'm powerless, which we will change right now, I've got change. That they're just leaving your body, and what you do is imagine that the top of your head is like a garbage can, and then you're opening it up like a garbage lid. You lift it up, and you just say goodbye, and feel those thoughts and feelings leave your body, okay? They're not for you to re-deal with, okay? It's just coming out to be healed, and let it go, all right?
All right.
All right, sweetie. Good work.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Deb.
And how are we doing on time, Cindy? I just wanted to be...
We are on the top of the hour, and, you know, you've mentioned a little bit ago about some of the meditations that are in your package, and
right.
I really would like to take the time now, if it's okay with you, to introduce that. Is that okay?
Oh, wonderful. Yeah,
okay,
no, I agree. Okay, let me find this.
Let me
here it is. Okay,
tell
great.
Everybody where to go to get it. And
oh, okay.
So that they can follow along, if you go to energizedlivingtoday.com/event, then you're on our homepage there, and just hit the special offer button, and a new page will open, and that way you can follow along. And if you are calling in and want to sit down at your computer and follow along, just type in energizedlivingtoday.com/Karen, and that will get you there as well, and that's K-A-R-E-N.
Right.
Okay. All right, and this is just such a wonderfully full package. So you want to go ahead and tell them about what this is all about?
Okay, the package is called Making Life Happen, and it has 25 MP3s of different theta healing sessions, okay, on different topics. And what they're going to do is they're going to help you generate wealth. They're going to help you create success. They're going to help you attract your soulmate, heal your family relationships, heal your body, as we heard here, that needs to happen to a lot of people. They'll help you learn how to relax, even download sleep after those nights when you didn't get enough sleep. You can actually physically, energetically download sleep to your body, which saved my life when I was a mom with a little baby. negotiate effectively in business, and so many more things on gratitude and forgiveness and these wonderful things that will help you in your life generate success, generate wealth, generate a wealth of health for yourself so that you can do everything else in your life. And it just goes to all of these different places in your life and really helps you heal them pretty thoroughly.
And one thing that I would like to mention here that you have, which I just really love, we've got the holiday seasons coming upon us very shortly. And you have Healing Your Heart for the Holidays, and this is two sessions that you have. And I think this is so needed by people because the holiday times become so stressful and all about gifts and money and spending, and, you know, it really can become so overwhelming. And I just so appreciate that you have created these for the holidays, which are just around the corner.
You know, aren't they? It's scary. Yes, no, I really love that one also because that's also geared to, you know, all of our family issues coming up.
Yes.
When we go visit our family, because so many people do that, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
So we tend to go back into those roles that we used to be in, right? We're the little kid who, right,
mm-hmm.
does this or that. And so what this does is really get in there and resolve those relationships so that you can go back as the person you are now instead of the person you were then, help you forgive, get your rejection and your resentments and your regret and all that stuff out so you can go and enjoy yourself with these people instead of if someone says, you know, your pesky older brother who used to beat you up when you were a kid and you haven't seen him in a year and he says, pass the salt, you don't stomp out of the room, you know.
Yeah, right.
Right, so you really know what's going on and it really, really helps a lot.
And there's also another one here, you know, I don't think you mentioned this, but creating opportunity. Because a lot of people that have written in have said that they just haven't had the right opportunities come into their life. Can you talk just a little bit about?
Yeah, creating opportunities is opening up that space for you to do that. And like you said, there's probably a lot of beliefs in the way that are keeping you from being able to do that. So we change a lot of beliefs. We pull a lot of self-resentments and shame and embarrassment and other things like that in your body and that chaos that might be having you go in five different directions all at once because you're just trying to distract yourself from being able to do it and really gets in there and helps you get to the bottom of that, get all that chaos and all those things out and figure out what it is that you really want to do and how to manifest that in your life and bring it about. It's a really great one.
And the other one that I love the name of it too, Instant Yoga.
Yeah.
So many people have so much anxiety and tension.
Right.
And, you know, stress of their day, just really pulling them down and not allowing them to be the very best that they can be. So this one just spoke to me because Instant Yoga, it makes you feel relaxed just hearing the name.
Yeah, it's almost like you're popping a pill, you know, it just melts on your tongue and you're like, ah. Yeah, it is energetically, that's what you're doing. You're coming into this space and getting your body into a completely relaxed state. And you know that's the place where your body can go into the parasympathetic mode. It can start in its repair mode. You start feeling better. And, yeah, that one was a really, really fun one to create, and I highly, highly recommend it after a day, you know, a bad day or a really stressful day. And that's another thing. These are over 10 hours of meditations, and in there, you know, like 25 different meditations, so they're not all very long at all either. You're not spending a ton of time, and you can use them over and over again. It's not a one-off, and then you go, you know, onto something else. You can come back to Instant Yoga every day if you want to. You can come back to go up into the Theta Healing Meditation every, you know, every day as a practice. It'll take you up, it'll take you down, you know. So that's what I really love about this stuff too in Theta Healing is you will always get something different out of it another time because something else will be healed and open and then something else that's ready to be healed will be healed then.
And you have other ones on being grateful, which I think is so, so important to our well-being and to attracting success in our lives.
Definitely, definitely. You can feel how when you're feeling resentful or jealous. I always say, you know, and I'm sure you felt this, it's a normal emotion. When you feel jealous, it's usually because you feel stuck and somebody else isn't stuck there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you go into this grateful state, it does just open up for everything because gratitude is extraordinarily powerful. You know, it's a huge, huge magnitude for more things to come into your life that you can be grateful for. So It's very deep and profound emotion when you're really, really feeling it. And this MP3, this healing session really works on that to create that for you now.
And we have ones on, or you have ones on forgiveness, healing overwhelm, getting it done, which I think a lot of people feel overwhelmed by their to-do lists.
Mm-hmm.
So negotiation. I think this is really important if you are negotiating for, and I'm not sure that what this one's about, but negotiating for something that you want,
mm-hmm,
in the house, negotiating for a job, negotiating for a car, a house, even negotiating whether or not your teenager is going to move out of the house.
Exactly.
You know, that's
exactly
all negotiation. Do I have that right? Is that what that's about?
We take the basic principles of a negotiation, which can be used in business or in your life, mm-hmm, and give you those tools, but also go back to what's underneath that's been holding you back from being able to do that. Because especially, like, if you look in the United States, we don't do a lot of bartering. You know, we don't say, it's $10, no, I'll take it for $6. You know, it's usually whatever's on the price tag, that's what we do it for, right? That's what we pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Or this job is, you know, for $60,000, you know, but we're going to pay you $48, you know, but the range is up to $60 and you're too afraid to push it all the way up there. You know, and so it's about getting what you want in your life in a respectful way, but also removing and healing those issues that have caused you to hold back from being able to get what you want. So it's really wonderful. It's really good. It helped me actually a lot to do that because I wasn't a great negotiator, and now it's much easier and just comfortable to be there. So it's great.
And then creating successful outcomes in the workplace, enhancing gut instincts, and I think this one's really important because many people do not trust that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get that feeling and then they logic it away.
Oh yeah, you know, this is a big deal with women especially, that we tend to be, and this isn't true of everyone, so by far, women tend to be more intuitive, and part of that is because we're allowed to emote from a little person all the way through being an adult, whereas boys are allowed to emote when they're little and then they say, shove it down, right? You can't cry anymore. So mm-hmm, it can mess with your intuition. So this is really, really important to be able to open that up and enhance it and deal with the source of that and release it. So it's really great.
And then healing your home, as you talked about before, clearing your clutter, mm-hmm, and creating a supportive environment. I think for many of you who have written in that are really feeling, you know, the financial crunch, mm-hmm, of what's going on in our economy, the job changes, that lead to the health issues.
Right.
I think that feeling like you are supported is so important.
Yeah. Yeah, because you move forward so much with so much greater ease when you know that you're being supported. And you can always tell when you run into somebody who is really mega successful. You can see them from across the room, and you can read the body language and feel the energy of them. And they know they're supported, right? They've been rewarded over and over and over and over again. And you can just feel it coming out of their body. So, yeah, it's very, very important.
Well, this is just a wonderfully full package. Now, I want to say that there's a few of them early on that where you're talking about making money happen. These are longer sessions.
Well, they're broken up into two. So they're probably, the sessions themselves aren't that long. I mean, it's an easy sit.
Right. I just want people to understand what this is here so that for those of you who really want to make money happen, she has the meditations and she also has other content here. I started listening
right
to it a little bit that dives into it a little deeper and gives you a lot of information. So I just really wanted them to understand that. And it's so full. It's so wonderful. And all of this here is over 90% off. It's well over $1,000 value for $97. And if you feel that this is right, really listen to your instincts. And if it's right for you, just add it to the cart. And you can download them right away and get started right away. And as I said, you know, today, energetically, for the last couple of days, I've just been really down. You know, I hurt my back. I worked at working out and the weather change and everything else, and I just haven't been myself. And doing this work really helped put energy back into my body and realign my energy. And now I feel like me. I feel clear-headed, and it just feels so good to be me again.
Yeah.
Because I didn't. I was, like, absent.
Right, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's hard, and I know that everyone can relate to that.
Yeah.
So this works very fast, very, very fast.
Yes, yes, yeah. No, it's pretty immediate with a lot of the stuff. And sometimes you don't feel it immediately, but as you start getting into your life and walking around, you just start noticing things get easier and easier. And that's what I say with all of this work. The homework is notice what's lighter, what's better, and what's easier, because the more you focus on that, the more you're co-creating that that outcome.
Lighter, better, and easier.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Oh. Well, that's great. Do we have time for a couple more questions?
I do. If you do, I'm happy to be there.
Okay, great. Well, we've just had so many questions come in that I would like to get to them, if it's okay.
Wonderful,
Maria from Trinidad wrote in. She says, "Hi, Cindy and Karen. My husband's energy is very, very low today with the financial challenges facing us. This is what we were talking about. Can I use theta healing to help him? Of course, the energy is for me too, but I really want to help him."
Well, with this work, it goes, like I said before, it goes on the ancestral level and in the DNA level. And when you are with a life mate, you share DNA with them. So all of the work that you do for yourself, he has the opportunity, and his higher self has the opportunity to receive it. So I would say yes. I would definitely say the best way to help him is, if he's up for it, to have him do it. But if this is something that you want to do, I believe it can help him. Because also, as you change, like if we had a theta healing session, and you change around money and you change around the feeling of being more supported, you get rid of your fear of the unknown here, and you have more confidence and hope and faith in him, he's going to feel that, and that's going to make him be able to move forward more easily. So, yeah, it can help in a lot of different ways. So, yes, I would say yes to that.
Okay. And then Sharon wrote in from North Dakota and said, what about theta healing for her eyes? She has been losing her sight for 43 years very slowly. She's now 63 and nearly legally blind with spots of distortion in her vision. Mm-hmm. Will this help with that? And where does she start?
Yeah, I you know, eyes about seeing what's in front of you, about seeing the truth, about was there something in her life that she saw that she never wanted to see again. If those are trauma-based issues that are going on with her and you release the traumas, the body will follow suit. Everybody is different. I will say that when we do a healing, that I get to be the witness of the healing, but the healing is between you and God. So whatever happens is whatever you allow to happen with it. So you can have instant healings, you can have progressive healings, you can feel lighter, it can be in other places of your life. You don't know necessarily where it's going to go, but it is going to go somewhere really good for you. So we'd have to look into that, but yes, that's definitely a possibility.
Well, Mrs. T wrote in and she says, how do you become free of negative race connotations such as uneducated single black woman?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a big part of this work, and that's one of the things that really helps, is that you can let go of prejudices, because you may have a lot on an ancestral level. You know, you're getting a lot from society. Which means that you may share those beliefs on some level, and then you're traumatized by all of this stuff. So you can absolutely change those and remove them and remove the hatred from that. And like I said, you may have stuff on a genetic level that's even deeper in places that you don't even know. But when you lift those prejudices out, it makes a world of difference, especially in your ability to manifest and your intuition. So, yeah, no, that's actually part of... When you take the basic theta healing class, too, there's a part where you're removing prejudices, and you just list all these countries and list all of these different ethnicities and all of this stuff, and you clear it. Because you may have, you may think everyone's really great and hunky-dory, but then you muscle test for, you know, somebody from another country, and all of a sudden you see that you have a, somewhere you have a prejudice and you didn't even know it, and when you lift it, that energy is gone and you're lighter. So, yeah, you definitely can do it. It's great.
I think that was just a great question. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's a wonderful question, because we all have them, and then the media portrays things in a certain way, so we tend to get shaped by that, or we react to it, right? So there's a lot of things playing on the prejudices.
And she's from Lithuania. Let me see. MJ, let me see. Victoria, she says, am I reading this right? Let me see. I'm feeling stuck and have a very difficult time moving forward. And her energy is also low.
Mm-hmm. So the question is can...
Can this help with that? And really, and she knows that it's really hurting her from being able to make a good income.
So yeah, that was the story of my life before I had this work. Really, I was stuck. I was moving in different businesses, and things were going okay, but I could never get it beyond that. And I spent my 20s feeling stuck completely and couldn't even get out of it for a second. And it wasn't until my 30s that things started to move a little bit, but not until I started doing this work that I really got really unstuck and got free and was able to find what it is that I wanted to be doing and become successful in it. So absolutely, absolutely.
And Jerry wants to know how you clear negative energy around family arguing over money. And it sounds like that this is some kind of an inheritance or something, and there's causing a lot of disharmony in the family because of it.
Well, you got to deal with your end first. You know, and you got to get, and yes, I can definitely help you with that. And Theta can help you with dealing with what you're responsible for, you know, and because people can't dance with you and have the same dynamic if yours changes. They just can't. So even people who are absolutely unconscious and would never touch Theta with a 10-foot pole, if you get Theta healing and it helps you calm yourself down, love yourself, feel yourself like in a place of acceptance, and know that everything's going to be okay, when you get back in a room with them, they can't react to you in the same way that they used to. So as long as you deal with your dynamic, then it can heal. And if it's a family dynamic, like I said before, Theta works on the DNA level, so they have the opportunity to use that energy themselves for a healing. They, once again, it's in their control if they want it or they don't want it. But, yes, it can absolutely help.
Can this be used for them in their stead, because they may not want to do the work? And I'm just injecting this here. I don't know that, but
right.
I'm just guessing that they may not be open to it,
right,
if there's an argument around money. Or
right. Well, I think, you know, like I said before, I think that it does definitely help on a genetic level, and they have that opportunity. And it's also just really going to help because the person who receives the Theta is going to change the dynamic of that whole conversation.
Okay.
So, yes.
Oh, beautiful. Well, this has just been so insightful and so healing for so many. We have many, many questions coming in. And what I say to all of you who didn't get your questions answered today, you will get your answers in the package that Karen has put together for you, because it really is a full package and covers just about anything that you can put out there. Any question that you have, she has a meditation, a Theta healing meditation for it. And they are very powerful work. And as she said, sometimes it works instantly, like it did for me. It was immediate, and then it kept growing through the day. What really surprised me is my energy kept coming up and up and up. And that can happen, or it might take a little bit longer, but it will work for you. And Karen, I thank you so much for everything that you've given us.
Oh, God, this has been such a wonderful opportunity. Thank you so much, and thank everyone, you know, all the incredible people who listened and participated today, because it was really, we went somewhere really unexpected and wonderful, and it was just a lot of fun. Thank you so much, and I would love to be a part of any other opportunity to support your people at any time. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And do you have any final messages that you would like to, or information that you want to give to everyone?
Yeah, I had this really amazing conversation with a woman who I very much loved and who passed away 2 weeks ago today, actually. And it was that we had a conversation about what if you could totally heal from your illness? And she said, I said, what would be the worst thing would happen if you totally healed? Because this woman was ready for a miracle and it hadn't happened in her body yet. And she said, well, I'd be happy. And then I said, well, what would be the worst thing that would happen to you if you were happy? And she said something that blew me away, and she said, I'd have to take responsibility for my life. And it blew me away.
Wow.
And it does to this day, and in honor of her, I bring this to you. We have to take responsibility for our power in this lifetime, for our life. And that's very different from blaming ourselves for mistakes or missed opportunities. And I just want to, if it's okay with everybody, really quickly give you God's download of what responsibility is, God's definition, what it really feels like. And the recognition that you are powerful and that you have co-created everything in your life with God. And what that means now is that if you want to change your direction now and really build your wealth and success, you can. Because all you have to do is change just a little bit. Change your trajectory, it's such a hard word to say, just a little bit. You're going to land in a whole new place in your future. And that's all you have to do. Maybe it's a belief. Maybe it's a feeling. Maybe it's something. But it's possible. And knowing that it's possible will begin to open those doors for you. And things will begin to happen for you. And it will just go from there, from noticing, like I said, what's easier, what's lighter, what's better. When we take all of that good evidence in, that becomes part of our support. And that drives us forward in the direction that we want to go in.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow. I would never have expected that answer either. That really makes you stop and think, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't. I was really, and to this day, I mean, it's only been 2 weeks, and we had that conversation probably 3 weeks ago, and I still think about it all the time. I still think about it all the time, and bless her. She was such a beautiful, beautiful spirit and continues to be in her energetic form now. So it's great. It's amazing.
Wow. Well, thank you again.